Start protecting your assets. Litigation is America's fastest growing business because plaintiffs have everything to gain, nothing but a few hours' time to lose, according to Hillel Presser, who's the author of Financial Self-Defense, which has been published recently. Even if a case seems utterly ridiculous, like the man who struck and killed a teenager with his luxury car and then sued the boy's family for damage to his bumper, defendants are encouraged to settle. It's sometimes the only way to avoid potentially astronomical legal fees, according to Hillel Presser, who joins us today from the Presser Law Firm. Where are you, Hillel? I think you're probably in the Northeast somewhere, I'm guessing.
Actually, our office is located in South Florida, in the Boca Raton area, but we have a nationwide practice, so we have clients nationwide.
And your book is available through assetprotectionattorneys.com, a complimentary copy, it says here somewhere.
Yeah, what I wanted to do, a little special today, is that if any of your listeners went to our website at www.assetprotectionattorneys.com, just fill out the Contact Us form, and as long as they mention your show, we're going to send them a free copy of Financial Self-Defense.
Okay, include me, will you?
Hey, for sure.
I'd like to read it. Yeah, not that I expect to be, you know, sued for, you know, for hitting the burglar who breaks into my house when I break his jaw, you know.
I guess you've all seen the cases where the burglar comes in, gets injured on the property, sues and wins.
Now, that sounds so ridiculous.
So welcome to America.
So how do you protect your assets? What's a simple way to do it short of, you know, creating some exorbitantly expensive trust and moving it offshore?
Well, first of all, you know, before you do anything, you know, like we talked about a minute ago, just educate yourself. You know, again, we're offering complimentary copies of the latest book, Financial Self-Defense, you know, for any of your listeners who go to our website at www.assetprotectionattorneys.com and mention your show. But before you even start to protect yourself, just read about asset protection. You know, get to know what is out there, that there are things you can do. But the real key with asset protection is to own nothing but control everything. You know, we don't really own anything, because even if you think you own a piece of property, like a house or a car, well, you certainly can't take it with you when you pass away. So really, it's just a long-term lease. So I always tell my clients, you know, don't get so caught up with the actual ownership and titling of your assets. You know, get caught up with the control and who can enjoy the benefits of those assets.
Okay, well, that I get you there. Let me stop you for a second because I don't want to get lost. You don't need to, quote, own it, but you need to control it so you have the rights of ownership. How in the world do you do that with, say, a house?
Well, with a house, and again, it's going to depend if it's your primary or rental real estate, because every case is different, but there's so many different types of entities that you can put it into. You know, you could put the house in a corporation, in a variety of different trusts, in an LLC, in a limited partnership. So there's a lot of protective measures that you could take with a house that really don't cost you much at all.
But I understand if you own 100% of the stock of a corporation, or more than 50%, you've got all the liability of an individual.
Correct. And what you're talking about is a lot of people set up corporations because they want to protect their personal assets from business debt. And usually that works. What you're referring to, and it's probably the biggest misconception we ever see with business owners, so I'm glad you brought it up, is what if you're sued personally? What if there's a car accident, a short sale, or foreclosure deficiency? If somebody sues you personally and you own shares in a corporation, they can take your shares, and if you have voting rights, essentially liquidate the business, hire, fire, bankrupt the business. And we've seen companies that have been around for 50 years go out of business overnight because the creditors took the shares in the corporation. So what you want to be careful of is if you have a corporation, first of all, if it's a C corp, you never want to own the shares to the corporation. You should have the shares owned by a limited partnership or an LLC or some other entity other than yourself. If you have an S corp, there's only a few things you can do. You can own the shares tenancy by entirety, you and your wife if you're married. You can assign the shares to some different specific trust. But S-Corp shares are very tough to protect. So S-Corp is not the best choice for a business. And if you're operating out of an S-Corp, you want to make sure that you keep that company asset poor.
We're speaking with trust attorney and asset protection specialist Hillel Presser. He's the author of Financial Self-Defense, which you can get at assetprotectionattorneys.com. Hillel Presser here on the Gabriel Wisdom Show, Graham, on the Business Talk Radio Network. We're talking about protecting your assets. Can't you overdo this? If you're not careful, you wind up owning nothing and controlling nothing.
Yeah, well, what you're referring to is don't ever title your assets to your straws. You know, so many people come in my office and say, oh, I'm being sued, but I put everything in my best friend's name or my brother-in-law's name. Well, they usually have more legal and financial problems than you. So again, make sure that you don't own anything, but you do control it.
Okay, now let's go back to the house. You have a house, and you set up a C-Corp, and the C-Corporation owns the assets in an LLC. That's a limited liability corporation. Wouldn't the court see right through that?
No. Well, first of all, there's no one size fits all. So, you're never going to use the same entity for every situation. But for real estate, a lot of times we'll use an LLC to own the real estate. Now, if you owned it personally, number one is if you're sued personally, someone can take the house because you own the house personally. Also, if somebody gets injured on the property, like a slip and fall, they're allowed to sue the owner. And if you own it personally, they're going to be suing you personally. By owning the house in an LLC, you've defended against both creditors. If you're sued, they can't take the house because you don't own the house. The LLC owns the house.
And do there need to be other unit holders of the LLC for this to be to hold up?
Well, what you're referring to is a single member versus a multi-member LLC, and the answer is yes. A multi-member LLC will always be, and it depends on the state, but will always be much more protective than a single member LLC.
How interesting. Hillel Presser, his book is called Financial Self-Defense. He is the guy behind the Presser Law Firm, which represents individuals and businesses in establishing comprehensive asset protection plans. Hillel Presser here on Financial Wisdom. Assetprotectionattorneys.com is the website where you can get the book, Financial Self-Defense. What are some assets that are likely exempt?
Well, exempt assets are just different types of assets that happen to be protected by your state law. And every single state is different. And if you go to our website at assetprotectionattorneys.com, we have a list of all the different exemptions for the different states. But for example, in Florida, your house is protected. That's an exemption. So your house can be $200,000, your house can be $20 million. In Florida, they can't take your house.
That's why you have so many schemers in that state.
Yeah, it seems like all the debtors moved to Florida. They all live next door.
Absolutely. But what role does insurance coverage play if you have an umbrella policy and somebody slips and falls on your property? Doesn't the insurance company provide some defense?
Yeah, sure, certainly. And I tell my clients, buy as much insurance as you can because it's cheap and it helps you sleep at night. But don't solely rely on it. You know, the insurance companies are in business not to pay claims, but to make a profit. About 70% of insurance claims are not paid. You know, my father used to say, the big print giveth, the small print taketh away. Anybody with a policy knows there's about a half a page of what's included and about 70 pages of exclusions. Also, you know, what if you have $300,000 in coverage and you get sued for $1 million? You know, what if your insurance company goes out of business? So I think you should buy it, but you need a belt and suspenders approach.
Well, I'm looking forward to getting the book, Financial Self-Defense, written by our guest, lawyer Hillel Presser. AssetProtectionAttorneys.com is the website. Hillel, thanks so much. We hope to have you on again in the near future, and enjoy the sunshine state.
Thanks for having me.
Stay with us. Something good around
Thank you.
Here. Thanks.